السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa who are listening over the receivers. There is a delay in the janazah and we have been informed that it is going to take place at 10 p.m. inshallah tonight. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make maghfirat of all those who passed away, give them jannatul firdaus, and give sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azim to their kith and kin. All these janazas are giving us a very loud and clear message. When the person is going, he is giving a very loud and clear message. Although he is going very silently, but the message is very loud and clear. And that is that I am going today, you will follow tomorrow. So take a lesson from my janaza. Take a lesson from my departure from this world and make all your matters clear above board. Whether it deals with amanats of people, whether it deals with what you are owing to people, whether it deals with what you are keeping as security of people, whether it is your wasiyat, your will, whatever it is, it must be done now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Sudden deaths, this is the message that they give to us. That we are always in the habit of saying tomorrow, inshallah tomorrow. When we say give up sins, inshallah tomorrow. Again, that example must be 120 times, you must have heard it. But let's make it 120 and one times tonight. So the person had planted a thorn tree. It's an example. The person planted a thorn tree and that too on the pavement where people are walking. So he was told that uproot this tree, it's causing injury and problem to the passerbys. So he said tomorrow. So take it out, he said tomorrow. Until it grew big, then they went to the municipality and they complained. So finally he had to dig it out, remove it. But when he went to remove it, the roots had already gone deep into the ground. And the tree had grown big. And he had grown old. So when he was young, and the tree was young, at that time it was easy to uproot it. But because he left it for a long, long time, so he grew old, his body grew weak, and the tree grew big and the roots went deep. So now it became very, very difficult for him to uproot it. Now the only thing he has to do is bring some bulldozer. So with this example, as Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that is the condition of our sins. That when we are still young and the sin too is still young, that means you have the himmat, you have the courage, you have the strength, the roots haven't gone deep into your heart. At that time, uproot it. Don't keep saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Don't keep saying one more time, one more time. Don't keep saying that I have every intention of giving up this sin, but not today. Inshallah, someday. There's no inshallah, someday. It is now. Because we don't know whether that someday will come or not. That is the message that the janazas are leaving for us all the time. That don't delay, don't wait. Don't waste the valuable opportunity that Allah Ta'ala gives of tawbah. to make sincere tawbah. For this opportunity will not be there all the time. Sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. And then that will be a very dangerous thing that will happen in a person's life, that the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. Because not in our control. The person, when he keeps on indulging in sins, he gets into the habit and he gets that enjoyment, where afterwards sometimes he begins to brag about his sins, or he begins to feel comfortable in sins, and he finds himself very uncomfortable in the masjid, in namaz, in tilawat, in zikr, in ibadat, or in good deeds he finds himself very uncomfortable, as if it's fish out of water. And in sins he finds himself very comfortable, as if he's fish inside the water. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity that we must make tawbah, we must repent, we must turn towards Him. He gave us a whole month of Ramadan. He gives us golden opportunities to make tawbah. But when the person continues in that same sinful lifestyle, then it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Then he becomes weaker and weaker, and the sins now become very difficult to uproot, because he has become addicted now. Once the person becomes addicted, then it becomes very, very difficult to uproot that sin. So now what will make it easy is again taking a lesson from the janazas that are going. That how long are we going to live in this world? 100 years? These days people don't even see 60, 70. I mentioned many times that a year or two ago, one of the undertakers, he told me, he said that 60% of all those janazas that he undertook, the burial of, were of those people who were under 30 years of age. 60% were under 30 years of age. So where can we sit back, relax and say another 50 years to go? So the time to give up those sins is now. As Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, he was a king of examples. And he gave great lessons from those examples. He says there was a king that was living in a palace or in a fort. And there were 5 streams that were bringing water into the fort. 5 streams that were bringing water. But they all were coming from the outside. And they came up to the fort. And from then they brought it inside. They took the containers, buckets, whatever it is, they went outside and brought it inside. Or they had the stream flowing under the fort and coming inside, but it was coming from the outside. The whole huge big fort had not even a well inside, a small well. It was totally dependent on all the water that was coming through these 5 streams from the outside. So people kept telling this king that please now do something, dig up a few wells inside, because if the enemies want to strangle you, and if the enemies want to defeat you, it is very simple and easy. They will put a stop on all those streams of water that are coming inside, and then you will have no water and you will die after that. Your people will die of thirst. So you rather make some arrangement and dig some well inside the fort. Even if it is a small one, but dig it inside, so that at least you can have a little bit of water if they have to cut off all these streams and all these rivers. So he said, no, what is the need for it? We are enjoying ourselves, this great merriment, pomp, show, dancing, music, singing, enjoyment, fun, laughter, pleasure. We are enjoying ourselves. Why must we worry about that water, digging wells inside? Enjoy yourself, make merry, have fun while the sun shines. So he did not listen to them. Then the enemies came, they looked around, they saw the only way to defeat this king and his people who are in the fort is to cut off all the streams of water. So when they cut off all the streams of water, now the king starts making, hi, hi, what must I do? That's an example, he's giving an example. So now the king and his people, they're making, hi, hi, death upon us now. We can't even go outside because the enemies have surrounded the fort. And inside we've got no water. And we haven't even got the equipment that was required to dig up the well. Now if we go to search for the equipment also, we can't find it. For the equipment also, you have to go outside. So from this example, he says that those five streams were the five senses of the person. The five senses of man, the sense of taste, sense of touch, sense of sight, smell, all these senses. So these five senses, that is what the body gets its enjoyment from. Through the ears, through the eyes, through the nose, through the tongue, through the touching by the hands, walking of the feet. Now all these things bring a great amount of enjoyment, happiness, pleasure into his heart. So these are the five streams that are bringing that water. The water of enjoyment, the water of pleasures. But if this person hasn't dug a well inside his heart, in other words, if he hasn't got amal, if he hasn't got actions, if he hasn't got righteous deeds, if he hasn't got the fountain of righteous deeds, the well of righteous deeds, then the day that death will squeeze that soul out and they will cut off all those means of enjoyment and pleasure that he was having. The eyes were seeing a lot of things on the television and enjoying, having great pleasure, watching the porn sites and having great pleasure, reading the filthy magazines and having great pleasure. Now the eye is cut off, finish. Now the eye is seeing nothing but the azab of Allah Ta'ala and the angels of death. The ears which were enjoying that filthy music and enjoying the sweet voices of those illicit beloveds of his, those ears which were enjoying all the haram, listening of ghibat and all other things, now the angel of death has cut off and sealed off that stream which used to bring happiness and pleasure through the ears. That tongue which used to take false oaths and qasams, which used to swear and which used to talk vulgar, use vulgar language, and which used to slice at the hearts of people with all bad language and abuse. That tongue which was engaged in so much of haram discussion and talk, now that stream has also been cut off. The hands which used to touch and enjoy, the feet which used to walk and enjoy, nothing, everything is stopped now, dead stop. Now he makes, hi, what must I do? I wish I had dug that well long before, but it's too late, because that equipment also was in the world. The equipment to dig that well of righteous deeds was in the worldly life, not after we are in the graves. In the grave, the person will not have now an opportunity now to dig that well that had to be dug while the person was in the world. So halal pleasures, halal entertainment, halal talk, halal listening, halal seeing. There's so much of things that a person can enjoy with his eyes, with his ears, with his tongue. So many halal things the person can enjoy. Then why just depend on these five streams bringing haram enjoyment and pleasure? Through the same ears and same eyes and same hands and feet and tongue, the person can have halal, then why must he go towards haram? So this is the message that the janazas are leaving for us all the time, all the time. That make your matters clear. And don't believe that you'll be living another 50 years and 100 years. We don't even know what's going to happen the next second. Go and ask each and every one of those people who have passed away that on the 15th night of Shaban, when the talk was delivered, that the names of of those who are going to die in this current year is given to the list, or that the name is given to the angels. The list is given to the angels that in this year so and so is going to pass away. Then at that time, did we believe truly, sincerely that our name could be in that list? Ask those people who passed away. That did they truly believe? Or did we just take it for granted that it could be? I mean, they always say this every year in the 15th of Shaban. So there is a possibility, likelihood, but not necessarily our name. Could be other people's names. And even at this very moment that I am talking, how many of us have got that yaqeen now that it could be that our names are also in that list? How many of us now, whilst I'm talking, now we got that yaqeen, that there is a possibility, not possibility, yaqeen, that our name could be in that list? Are we not listening of sudden deaths by accidents, killings, murders? Sudden deaths. So let us take a lesson. The intelligent person is he who takes a lesson from everything that is happening around. Our pleasures will not be lost. Allah Ta'ala will not deprive us of the goodness of this world. He will give us true enjoyment after that. It does not mean that if we are going to take a lesson from the janazas that are going to the graveyard, that one day we are going to follow. So therefore let us put everything right. Let us make everything straight. Let us put our home in order. Let us remove those skeletons from our cupboards. If the person is going to do that, it's not going to spoil his pleasures. It's going to give him happiness, satisfaction. He will be like prepared. He will be as if telling the angels of death that I'm waiting for you. When are you coming? I'm ready for you. At this stage, how many of us can really say, I'm ready for you? Come when you want. When, how many of us can say, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. How many of us can say that every desire of mine has now left my heart? Oh Allah, now come into my heart. I've emptied my heart. So the person will still marry, he will conduct his business, he will do everything that a normal person does. And Allah Ta'ala will even give him an enjoyment in that, because for a believer, if he is truly a believer, then he cannot find enjoyment in sins. There cannot be enjoyment. How can there be enjoyment when the person is in fear all the time that what happens if my death comes in this situation? How can there be enjoyment? If the person is committing zina and at that time the thought just comes away that my brother, my sister, my auntie, uncle, grandfather and so many people left before me, and what if suddenly my death comes in this state? Can he have an enjoyment in that zina? So that is all that is required. That much khawf of Allah Ta'ala, which forms a barrier between him and sin, is not that the person reads tasbih all the time of death, 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 or khawf and fear, fear, fear. Only that much fear is required that it forms a barrier. When the person wants to commit sin, straight away there's a barrier. How can I commit sin? What if my death comes in this state? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgive each and every one of those who passed away, give them Jannatul Firdaus, give Sabre Jameel, Ajre Azim to their kith, kin, family members. And when the time of our departure comes, may Allah Ta'ala take us away with Iman. Ameen. That is the passport. If we don't have Iman, then we can have everything, but there's nothing. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بے کار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allahu Allah 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
What's the time on that watch?
جی 9:34.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او مائی بلاور اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنٹ موسٹ فورگیونگ ڈیئرلی لونگ اللہ, او مائی بلاور اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو. یا اللہ, یو ڈیئرلی لو دا فورگیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو ود ریپینٹنس. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of everything that we have done. You have seen every action of ours. You have heard every word that we have spoken. Ya Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of the ant. You are seeing the movement of that hand. Oh my beloved Allah, it was just your compassion, your forgiveness, your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then when we committed sins. Oh Allah, you could have paralyzed us the moment we committed zina. You could have paralyzed us the moment we went to the casino or the disco or the theater. Oh Allah, you could have paralyzed us the moment we indulged in some kind of haram. Ya Allah, you could have paralyzed us when we popped drugs into our mouths. Ey mere pyare Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. But how tolerant you are, O my Allah. How loving you are, O my Allah. How forgiving you are, O my beloved Allah. That you did not seize us there and then. You gave us an opportunity for tawbah, for repentance, for turning towards you. O my beloved Allah. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel around. Ya Allah, how kind you have been to us. Oh my beloved Allah, on the other hand, we have been so rebellious, so disobedient that we have used every bounty of yours for your disobedience. Ya Allah, the great bounty of sight for your disobedience, the great bounty of hearing for your disobedience, the great bounty of speech for your disobedience. Ya Allah, our hands and feet for your disobedience, our heart and mind for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, hum nadim, hum sharminda, ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai, ہم بدکار ہیں. اے اللہ, ہم برباد کرنے کے لائق ہیں. لیکن میرے پیارے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Oh my beloved Allah, where do we go besides you? There is no one for us. There is no support for us besides your support. Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. Ay mere pyare Khuda, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us, then there will be nothing but destruction for us. Destruction in this world, destruction in the qabr, and destruction in the hereafter. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore don't turn away your glance of mercy because of our sins. Ay mere pyare Khuda, look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam which flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam which oozed for the sake of this ummah. Ay Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh, mere pyare Nabi ke aansuon ko dekh, mere pyare Nabi ke khoon mubarak ko dekh. Ay Allah, hame maaf kar de. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't want to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Give us the realization, oh my beloved Allah, that the angel of death can strike suddenly, any time, any place. He is not going to inform us, oh my beloved Allah, when he will be visiting us. Ay mere pyare Allah, when we know that he is going to come suddenly, then how can we be in all haram places? Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from indulging in adultery, in fornication. Ya Allah, protect us from going to the casinos and the discos and the theaters and the cinemas, from watching porn sites on the internet. Oh Allah, from reading filthy magazines. Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of haram. Oh my beloved Allah, give us enjoyment and taste in your ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, bless us with long life, with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us from all our sicknesses and diseases. Our hearts are filled with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? The hearts which were supposed to be for you, oh my Allah, and for no one else. Ya Allah, we have given it to everything else besides you. Hey, mere pyare Allah, but who is there to purify the hearts besides you? Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, cure us from all our spiritual ailments and diseases. Cure us from all our physical ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, those who are sick in hospital, in homes, or wherever they may be. Those who are amongst us, oh my beloved Allah, those who are listening to us. Whoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Allah, bless us with complete cure from all ailments. Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Ya Allah, there is no doubt effect in dua and dawa, but shifa is in your hands. Ay mere pyare Khuda, don't test us in this world. We know that sometimes these things can be as a form of a test. But oh Allah, we extremely weak servants of yours, do not test us. Mere Allah, hamari azmaish mat kar. Allah, bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your qurb. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with so much of your love, oh my Allah. And so much of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you. And to distance ourselves from everything displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, at present we just pay lip service love to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Ya Allah, our lifestyles are totally opposite to that of the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Mere Allah, kab tak hum munafiqana chal chalte rahenge? Ya Allah, ab to hame hidayat naseeb farma. Bless us with hidayat, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. And remove the financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who are suffering poverty, give them wealth. Allah, our brothers and sisters all over the world, wherever they may be suffering, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, trials and hardships, especially in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq. Oh my beloved Allah, Europe, America, Africa, Ya Allah, where is the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not being harassed and troubled? But oh Allah, we are the cause of our own problems. Ey mere pyare Khuda, give us the realization that we should return to you, we should make amends, we should bring about a total transformation and change in our lives. Ey mere pyare Khuda, hume mukammal islah naseeb farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ko apni marifat naseeb farma. Ey Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing is ours. If you are ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zami meri. Ey Allah, agar tu nahi mera, to kuch bhi nahi mera. Ey Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Oh my Allah, day and night we are asking that we want you to become ours. Nafs and shaitan are dragging us down the gutters. Nafs and shaitan have brought embarrassment, humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon the ummah, on all of us, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, you have declared them our enemies and they have declared themselves our enemies. But we have made nafs and shaitan our bosom friends, oh my Allah. Ey mere pyare Khuda, change the direction of our lives. Daily we are seeing janazas, oh my beloved Allah. Daily janazas we are shouldering to the graveyard. Allah, we are placing them in the graves. We are throwing sand over their bodies and returning to our homes. But we are not taking any lessons from those janazas. Allah, one day our time too will come. Our tongues will be silenced. Our eyes will be shut. Our hands will move no more. Our feet will walk no more. Oh my beloved Allah, if we are wearing tight-fitting clothes, it will be sliced with the scissors. Our rings and watches will be removed. Even our false teeth will be removed. Allah, the only thing that we will go with will be our kafan. And the deeds that we have done. Oh my Allah, we don't have a capital of good deeds. Ya Allah, hum kya lekar tere paas aayenge? Tujhe hum kya muh dikhayenge? Allah, therefore, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah before we leave this world. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured over our body, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, Ya Allah, give us the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from every kind of haram. Ya Allah, the storms of fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, popping drugs in our mouths, or in adultery or fornication, or with some filthy magazine in our hands, or stuck on some, or glued to some filthy site on the TV. Ey mere pyare Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ey Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Oh Allah, let our souls come dancing towards you. Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Ey mere pyare Khuda, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he prayed for us. With his 124,000 companions. Day and night he prayed for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Hajar Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Bataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. Rukne yabani chu karke jo manga tha. حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا. And under the mizab rahmat, when he cried and he begged, and at the multazam he attached himself for so long, oh my beloved Allah, how much he cried at the multazam for us, and the duas that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, and the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made in Mina, the duas that he made in Arafat, especially from Zohar till Maghrib when he extended his hands. And he prayed. Ya Allah, how much of love he had for us. Ya Allah, the duas that he made in Muzdalifa, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, give them Jannatul Firdaus. Fill their graves with noor. Ya Allah, give sabre jameel and ajre azim to their kith and kin and family members. Ay mere pyare khuda, Rasool Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar. Allah, whatever we have begged, also give us. And oh Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of all those who have raised their hands. Ya Allah, all the good desires that are in their hearts, fulfill those good desires. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwab.